name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday morning, I was driving back from Salt Lake City, where I'd spent a previous day as my day off down at my mom's. It was about 6:30 in the morning, and as I was driving on the interstate, I got behind a guy who had an anti-Trinity bumper sticker. That's the first time I've ever seen one of those. It had the word Trinity, and then like the Ghostbusters thing, you know, the circle around it, and then the bar across it. And then there were a couple of scripture citations, which evidently the guy thought meant that there was no Trinity, and I looked them up, and he was wrong. It shouldn't surprise anyone to find an anti-Trinity bumper sticker or expression here in Utah. After all, the predominant denomination locally explicitly denies the Trinity. They say, no, there are three separate gods for this world. There are many other gods for the other worlds. But for this God in the world, there are three separate gods, and there was a time in which the Father existed, but the Son didn't exist, or the Holy Spirit. And in fact, there was a time when the Father didn't exist either. And the Mormons are not alone in denying the Trinity. The Jehovah's Witnesses deny the Trinity, and then there's also a loose affiliation called Oneness Pentecostals who deny the doctrine of the Trinity. And in doing so, they forfeit any claim that they may have had to be Christians, because the doctrine of the Trinity is fundamental to Christianity. Now, I have many different arguments that I could use to prove that to you, but I'm just going to stick to one. How were you baptized? You were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, if you were baptized with some other formula that didn't include the Trinitarian invocation, you would not be validly baptized. And if you ain't validly baptized, you ain't a Christian. End of story. But after I had passed this guy, because of course he was driving slow, and driving fast is a good thing, because I wanted to get home, I thought to myself, I wonder how many people reject the Trinity because they misunderstand what the Trinity means. You know, there are some people who think the Trinity means that we believe in three separate gods. You know, that's what the Muslims think. They say, you Christians are polytheists because you believe in three. No, we don't believe in three separate gods. We believe in one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One in essence, but three persons. Then there are some people who say, well, you Christians, you don't believe in three gods, but you believe in a God that puts on different masks depending on what he does. So if God wants to be the Father, he puts on the Father's mask. If he wants to be the Son, he puts on the Son mask. If he wants to be the Holy Spirit, he puts on the Holy Spirit mask. That's the heresy of modalism, by the way. You know, I could go stand up here and go through a lot of different heresies regarding who God is or is not. But never fear, I'm not going to do that. Suffice it to say, I think it would be a really good idea for us to recall what exactly we as Catholics believe about the very nature of God. What does the doctrine of the Trinity say? Well, we're in luck, because in the early church, there was a creed which went into great detail about this. It's called the Athanasian Creed. It's related to that great bishop of the early church, doctor and father of the church, St. Athanasius of Alexandria, who at great personal cost defended the divinity of Christ following the Council of Nicaea. Anyway, this is what the Athanasian Creed has to say about the doctrine of the Trinity. Whoever will be saved, before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith. Which faith, except every one, do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father unlimited, the Son unlimited, and the Holy Ghost unlimited. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. And also there are not three uncreated, nor three infinities, but one uncreated and one infinite. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet they are not three gods, but one God. So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so we are forbidden by the Catholic religion to say there are three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity, none is before or another after. None is greater or less than one another, but the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal. So that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. He, therefore, that will be saved, let him think of the thus of the Trinity. Now there is more to the Athanasian Creed regarding our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but that is the section that clearly focuses on what we believe regarding the Trinity. Now some people might say, well, that's from the 4th century, so that means you Catholics invented the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea. Au contraire, that's not what happened at the Council of Nicaea. The Council of Nicaea, because the arch-heretic Arius denied the divinity of Christ, said, what have we as Catholics always believed about who God is? And so they looked at what the fathers of the church had written. They looked in sacred scripture, and they looked at how the church had prayed. And they formulated that in a concise statement so that everyone would know what the church believes about who God is. And that's where the definition of the Trinity came from. But the doctrine of the Trinity has been there from the beginning. Our Lord himself revealed the Trinity while he was here on earth, in his very person. After all, does not the Gospel according to St. John say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? And even the Old Testament prefigures and prepares for the revelation of the Trinity. In one particular case, there are others, but there's one particular one that shows and foreshadows the Trinity, and that is when the three angels visit Abraham, and God appears as three angels. Doctrine of the Trinity. Now, some people may say, well, you know, that's theology. What does that have to do with me? Now, that's just dry theology. Theology is important. There's no such thing as theology that is of no importance to the ordinary believer. Because God wants us to know who he is. And it's important that we know who God is. Because when you are baptized, you become adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God. You receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your brother by adoption. You receive the Holy Spirit. And because you are adopted by God, you share in his life, just as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit share their life. We are lifted up into communion with the Blessed Trinity. And that is the existence for which we are prepared in this world, if we make it to heaven. So it's very important that we know who God is, because by knowing who God is, we know where we hope to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.